Cue the music.
Okay. I'm Aaron. This is Noah.
I'm Noah.
This podcast, what's this podcast about, Noah?
Aaron, what are you trying to get at there?
What we do...
Yeah, we're about to explain.
Today we have an expert.
My expertise, happens to be,
What is this show, Noah?
Man.
Schooling Noah with Aaron Maslow and a special guest.
It's a working title.
It's a working title. We don't have it.
What is our topic today?
So Mo is here. And actually, I don't even know a thing about what we're supposed to talk about.
Yeah,
in fact,
dude.
I've only heard about it in movies.
It's going to be a lot of listening today.
Gossip columns. Mo is here to talk about, among other things, but specifically psychobabble.
Psychobabble.
Which I'm guessing is something.
Mainly because I'm psycho and I'm just going to babble.
Yeah, well, what does it mean?
Are you talking about what I'm studying? Is that what you mean? Or just psychobabble in general?
Yeah, what is psychobabble in general?
Well, psychobabble, although...
Did you get the fucking thing wrong, Aaron? Are we not supposed to be doing this?
Yeah, what are we supposed to be doing?
I don't know. I can talk about anything. I am back in school for psychology.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But it's like industrial and organizational psych. But I've had a lot of therapy, so I'm very well versed.
Industrial and organizational psychology.
So for companies.
What?
So not therapy. I'm
so
not
like
going to be
Coke
a therapist.
Problems.
So you're going to be an HR person?
It is HR-ish.
Yeah.
But it's not like the administrative side
of it. So what the hell is psychopabble?
It's talking psychology. Like, is it...
It's pretty much always talking to other people as though you're their therapist. It's really irritating.
It's talking to other people as... Oh, so it's just like being condescending and sort of... So it's like if... All right,
I think for the most part it feels that way.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
So kind of like when we were saying you're codependent and we're
exactly
picking you apart.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was psychobabble.
But
when your regular day to day speech is that of like a therapist.
Yes.
Okay. Cool. We already figured it out.
Yeah.
Well, show over.
End of show.
All right. Let's go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I didn't actually have a thing.
Do you
really
get,
prepared.
I have a question.
Yeah, let's
do
hear
you
it.
And your wife argue with psychobabble? So is it a lot of like, I feel when you do this,
mm-hmm,
that you are disrespecting me, or
oh,
those actions make me feel like you don't love me.
So short answer is probably.
Is she an HR?
She is an HR. No, we have a very good understanding that if we talk to each other, we're going to shut down. So we don't talk. No, I'm just kidding. We don't.
I'm about to psychobabble.
Yeah, please. I'm gonna make it a easy pickings. Hopefully, no. When we fight, one of us will attack the other one, and the other one will shut down,
mm-hmm,
and that will be the end of the conversation for a while. And
okay,
then when we cool off, it'll be like, "Hey, listen, I sure didn't like when you did that."
Uh huh.
And the other one will be like, "You're right. I shouldn't do that."
Oh, I thought they'd be like, nobody asked you. No.
Oh, yeah. No, we're not like, I mean, we don't have time to mess around like that. We don't have,
I know.
When you have obligations, you don't have time to do that.
What's the most passive aggressive conversation, regular type of conversation you have with your wife? Oh, this is going to be fun. I'm excited for this.
This happened this morning. This is
now such a therapy of Aaron.
Yeah. You know what?
By the way,
this
you know
is
what's
a great episode.
You know what's crazy? We posted on our first podcast episode. And the first comment is my aunt Happy. Shout out to Happy. She's gonna listen to this. So
your aunt's name is Happy?
Yeah.
Dude, that's a great name.
Happy O'Brien. We forget.
Oh,
we,
that's
stop.
A made up.
What?
Stop.
No, that's not her birth name. Dorothea.
Dorothea
I
O'Brien.
Love that.
Yeah.
Happy O'Brien.
Happy O'Brien.
Yeah, they.
That
they,
sounds like the cutest.
Yeah,
that
her dad
ever.
Gave her that nickname sarcastically because she was a cranky kid, I guess. Anyway,
I had a great grandma named Granny Fanny, and I thought that was a great.
Yeah, you did. I wrote that down in my little our interview.
Oh, that's
did
right.
Granny Franny and Barry? Didn't you have a Barry somewhere in
yeah,
there?
Yeah, that was my father. Dad.
Right. Okay. Sorry.
Thanks for bringing
my
up.
Point no, was.
Tell me about.
I forgot.
So Happy you commented on her.
Oh,
what?
That when we put him on Facebook, everybody sees him. Like, who wants to see him immediately? So.
Oh yeah.
So what is the most passive aggressive conflict you get in with your wife regularly?
Well, yeah, I mean, regularly is a little twist. I'll give you an example from this morning.
Yeah.
I went to sleep at like 2 a.m. and okay. didn't wake up. And she had asked me to take our son to school, which a normal parent would be like, yeah, no problem. So I said, yeah, no problem. But I went back to sleep, and then she didn't tell me she was mad about that because she had to drive him. And then I slept for an extra 45 minutes.
Couldn't she just punch you in the head and make you get up?
See, that's... I
maybe this is why I'm divorced.
Yeah, but also, I mean, Aaron's a man. Like, I mean, you could... Let's do this scenario. If Jessica punched you, Jessica's your wife, what would your initial reaction be? I mean, she's going down and... I mean... She's.
You think I'd hit her back?
No, I'm just saying that.
You don't think I would hit her back?
Well, I'm going, now I don't know. Now I don't know what to do.
No, I wouldn't hit her back.
Honey, I would not hit you back.
But I just want to let you know. I could, and it'd be easy.
It's going to be a surprise what happens next. I would be like, why are you hitting me? But if I'm sleeping, I know the problem. The problem is I didn't get up. So you know, I'm quick to rationalize the behavior, from this morning, like passive aggressive in that nature was she didn't tell me she was mad, even though she got back to get ready for work, I was still in bed and she was like stomping around,
slamming drawers.
Yeah, and just like covering up the way. I mean, I don't know. I'm looking at Noah because he doesn't know. But when your mom is trouncing around at the fucking house and she pulls her knife.
I know movies and shit. I know what passive aggressive means, dog. I know what a person who's cranky and trying to hide it is.
You know what that is? Anyway, so she
love sounds like marriage.
And then at some point she was like from two rooms away was like I really didn't like when you slept in this morning.
Okay, word.
I knew, but I didn't want to say anything.
At that point, though, you had been up just looking at the ceiling being like, she's going to say something.
I knew she was going to say something. It was coming.
But also, you didn't know you didn't already kind of know she was going to be mad at the fact that you did that, that she wouldn't be okay with it.
I knew exactly she would be mad about it, but I was on like 5 hours of sleep and I'm a heavy duty sleeper, and I'm not making excuses, but maybe I am. And I didn't want to get up, so I didn't get up. I am
so glad I'm single.
Yeah. I'm sorry you have a loving family and a wife.
I've been working very hard. This is a minor step in the wrong direction. I've been working very hard to make sure that I am up in the mornings and then I am helping out. And that's something I've focused on in the last year. To be a better husband and a better father.
And I'm assuming you were up late because of comedy and not because of the other woman, right?
Jesus. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
That's worth clarifying.
The other woman went
to bed.
A lot of
people who are married would be like, why is he like...
Yeah, I was out till like 1 at Rocksteady. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
open
not
mic. I
didn't
the
normal
go
thing.
Up. I was just hanging out.
Yeah,
and then I got
Jesus.
Home and I was...
Oh, yeah. I would bleep that hungry. Out too.
What? Why?
That you were there and you just didn't do up. Comedy.
Dude, I mean, I watched a lot of comedy.
You had gotten there like an hour in, and by the time that happens, it's like, well, fuck.
Yeah, and it was packed. I don't know.
It was weird.
Did you see that 15-year-old kid with his dad? And it was like...
Didn't see the dad. There were several very young people in that bar, though, that night.
Going up or just hanging out?
This kid up, and he went up late.
Did he have long hair?
Yeah.
I've seen him around. Boy.
But his dad was like throwing him back, like, we'll be out of here in a minute, son.
I'm okay to drive.
Wow, well, I bet that kid has great material.
Yeah, it really.
He sounds like he's got a kick-ass dad.
One of the best dads at that bar, to be honest.
Wow. That's all I have.
Can you use psychobabble for good, like cops and trying to solve murders?
Yeah, I mean, psychobabble isn't necessarily bad because it's really psychological based language, but I think the term psychobabble, it has a negative connotation because when people get in fights and you know you can't just look your partner in the face and be like, I hate you right now,
right?
It has to be very, you know, I'm feeling a certain way about you and I don't like the way I'm, you know, that's
That's why people don't like liberals.
Yeah.
Feelings.
It's true.
It's all about
sometimes
how
you
I
just
feel.
Have to be like, yeah. I hate your face right now. Get away from me.
I mean, you got to be thoughtful when you're venting. You know, you can be angry, but
again, why I'm divorced.
Yeah, you got to direct that in the right direction.
Direct it in the right direction.
Yeah, you hear
well
that?
Put.
So you have a dog? That's what you're saying?
Yeah, we have a dog. And the dog is
we kick
scars
the dog
and a bruise. She's brown, so you can't see it.
At least you're taking care of the dog well.
I try to.
Yeah, but you care about the dog.
I do care about the dog. I pet it.
There you go. You don't yell. You don't scream or yell at it.
I don't, and it takes advantage of that.
That's
the
okay.
The dog is the alpha.
Good.
Hilarious.
And I sleep in the bed, or I sleep on the dog bed, and she sleeps in the man bed, and that's that.
And then she jumps down and pees on you.
She hardly jumps down to pee on me.
Aims
her little coconut right in my direction.
See nut, yeah, that's fun.
Leaks right onto my face.
Just her pudding.
I feel like a psychobabble is a way to talk down to somebody. Like I'm gonna
condescension. It sounds like it's like condescension mixed with passive aggressiveness mixed with.
It definitely doesn't feel authentic.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, but you're saying it's more of a language of communication.
I mean, I technically, you know, using terms that you would hear in therapy or counseling or whatever. But again, psychobabble is a little bit, it is a negative connotation. And I think that's why, because it is a little bit of that, you know, I'm not being authentic and I'm kind of talking around the truth, and it can be condescending. I mean, you know, if you're a condescending person, it's going to be condescending.
Maybe we should do an exercise.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right.
Oh boy.
Should we both try to psychobabble each other?
Here? Does anybody have?
We
do
both
I just graduated.
Do yeah, you graduated? Did you?
She said maybe we don't have to see each other anymore.
Yeah. So Aaron's about to get a new therapist.
No, I'm not going to get a new.
I thought
I've got
like,
the
I'm seeing your twin. I don't need you.
Oh my god, that's horrible.
Yeah, we've both been in the game. Some of us longer than others.
Who's that?
I don't know.
Do you listen to your therapist, or do you just go there to talk?
I don't know. Why would you ask me that?
'Cause it's, I don't know. Is it a venting session, or are you...
Do you think it should be a venting session?
Why are you answering questions with questions?
Is that what you think I'm doing? Just answering questions with questions?
What do you
is
think?
Is this already
think
the exercise? No.
Yeah, is this it? So okay, how do you start?
Yeah, I mean, that was what it was. I feel like we were doing it really organic.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We didn't have to talk about it.
It was so organic.
Do you feel that it should be a venting session?
All right, let's try again.
Okay, you be you, and I'll be the woman.
Yeah, of course I'm gonna be me.
That's all right. That's pretty perfect.
Me.
That's pretty perfect.
All right. Weird about these dishes. Did you decide not to do them on purpose?
Called silent treatment, and
oh, that's not psychobabble, bro. There's no way silent treatment is part of psychobabble.
It's a way of communicating. It's one of the only ways I've.
All right, why don't we try again? Maybe this time you initiate, and I'll be the all woman.
Right. Hey Noah.
What?
Are we fighting? Why are you laughing? Do you not respect me?
Wow. You have a lot of balls.
You're just like your father. He always talks down to me like that.
Talks down to you?
You're squinting awfully hard, Noah. Do you have something to tell me?
I have a headache.
Yeah.
I am very uncomfortable right now. Triggered.
All right, should we do one in French?
Je m'appelle omelette.
Yeah. Oh, socle bleu. What a disgusting country.
Oy.
Wow, we've moved from alienating fans to an entire country. That's awesome.
Yeah, we don't like the French
nation state.
Yeah, this podcast doesn't air in France. It goes to Belgium and Germany and a little bit in Spain. Definitely Portugal. We speak Brazilian here.
Do Hungarians get
What's
it?
The name of the what's the name of the peninsula that Spain and Portugal are on?
The Iberian Peninsula.
That's absolutely correct.
Yes.
Wow.
What are you trying to I mean, I know things. I've seen a map before, Noah. I know where Mongolia is.
No, you don't.
It's where my people are from.
You're Mongolian?
The Huns came out of Mongolia.
They did come out of Mongolia.
Hello, we're the Huns. That's how they sashayed across into what is now, I guess, Eastern/Central Europe.
Do they get all the way to Europe?
Oh, yeah, baby. They made it real far.
How?
The Russians had to fight the Huns at one point.
Nobody comes back from fighting.
Also, I get mixed up between the Huns and the Khans.
Oh, yeah.
Because you have Attila Hun, and then you have Genghis Khan, and then you have Kubla Khan, and then
Shaka Khan.
Shaka Khan, and then Jiggy Hun.
Shaka Khan, Shaka Khan.
Bernie Hun.
Yeah, Bernie. You feeling the burn, Hun?
I get the Khans and the Cohens mixed up.
The Jews and the Jones.
I get the
I have a question for you, Mo.
Okay. Oh, I thought yours was gonna be for me. I'm gonna get some water.
When did you get divorced?
Or like, when did I come from Mongolia? Well, divorces take a long time.
When did we separate?
When did you get in 2005?
Separated
and signed papers 2007.
What? How long were you in the relationship before you knew?
Oh, we shouldn't have gotten married.
Really?
Yes.
That sounds like something you'd say when you have kids.
Yeah. Well, he was my kid. No.
Are men children?
Hmm.
From your position in your experience, are men children?
I mean, no, not all men. But when you think about how a large portion of society works. Men do
mostly men. Yeah, they're mostly working.
Men tend to go from mother to wife.
I did that. 100%. Yeah,
but not even. I mean, I don't even mean time wise. I just think like their mothers mother them, and they never quite break away from that until they end up with like a girlfriend or a wife. Which is also why I think a lot of times the mother-in-law daughter-in-law situation is more strained because the mother feels like she's being replaced, or you know, the daughter the wife feels like she can't just have her marriage and have her husband.
That's interesting. I never thought of it.
I so my family and I were going to New York
from your family
in October statement. Of 2001. So a month after the attacks, and I remember on the plane ride, the movie was Monster in Law with Jennifer Lopez and Jane Fonda. So that dynamic holds true.
Yeah. I mean, Hollywood totally nailed it.
In the
Do you remember Monster in Law?
I mean, I remember the VHS jacket that was on that I'd see all the time at my local rental.
That was some good acting.
Some of the best.
Come on. J-Lo, Jane Fonda.
Think of that dynamic between you're fighting over a man, essentially.
Yeah, and that's what women do. We fight over
but
a man.
But is that... Sorry. How do you feel in this day and age?
That still exists.
It still exists, but it's
And
changing,
it's even
right?
worse because there's more women than men. So, you know, and...
Did you hear that, Noah? Did you hear that? They're out there.
Yeah, something about eugenics.
Eugenics.
Yeah, why don't I just go to like
is that L. Ron Hubbard?
Yeah.
Wait, eugenics is L. Ron
no.
Hubbard?
No, eugenics is Hitler. The main guy.
Yeah, L. Ron Hubbard is
the
main guy.
No, I'm sure eugenics was even before then. What was the question?
I was just thinking that the way you've set that dynamic is that women are essentially fighting over men
yeah.
throughout history and time.
Yeah.
But things are changing and women are empowered as they should be. They're, you know,
they are. Yeah. But on the surface, I think there's still very much that idea. And I mean, it's funny because a guy will behave badly. So if you think about it, there's still that dynamic of if he cheats on you, you're mad at the woman.
Right. You're mad at yourself.
No, you're mad at the girl, at the other, or, you know, right. Like he's you're like, pig. She's a whore. And it's like, but he's the one who cheated.
Yeah.
Right. But she
that's
tempted
still
him
very
with
much
her
exists.
Fruits.
Hmm?
She tempted him with her.
Yeah. With the snake and the rib. Right. Yes. And being made the rib
men
of.
Men have no power or control whatsoever over themselves.
Is that true?
That's why we should be covered from head to toe.
Oh, thank you.
Right, yeah.
I wanted to get to, which is Sharia law. I'd like to institute a certain sort of form of Sharia, a Wahhabism type of Sharia in just Denver, really.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if we're going to legalize shrooms in the city, we should also be like, women should be veiled at all times.
Yeah. Right.
And additionally, men should be holding hands walking down the street.
They kind of already are.
Yeah.
We're halfway there.
That doesn't sound intriguing to like unwrap a woman. That's kind of fun. An idea.
You could just
to unwrap there. A woman. Yeah, I mean it depends what context.
I mean,
if it's like a bag by the river, and
Margaret's a whore. Did you see her wrists?
I think her name's Margaret in that story.
I mean, he's saying Denver. Yeah. Wow.
Margaret is such a farm name.
Maggie. Probably goes by Maggie.
There's Maggie's.
Maggie, get out there and chop down some trees. And when you're done with that, mow the lawn and then feed the cow.
Yeah.
Maggie.
Yeah, no, yeah, that all sounds good.
All in your beekeeper's outfit.
Yeah, that's right. I don't want anybody to see my tentacles.
What?
This is a great Valentine's
Day. Yeah.
disagree.
Is it not good?
I think it's no. I mean, I'd love to be alone on Valentine's Day. So I think this is.
You're getting closer and closer to that every minute.
I sure am.
I'm gonna go see my family. We have movie night on Fridays.
Yeah. What's the movie tonight?
Probably Mulan 2 again.
Yuck.
You're telling me.
Lot of
wow.
It's not a good movie. A
lot of really dangerous kind of things that they put into that movie.
You know, the beginning of that movie is after the battle where in Mulan, the first one, she's disrobed, or not disrobed, but she's
unrobed.
She's outed. I don't know. She's a woman, and then the general falls in love with her, which seems very odd. In a lot of ways.
Well, it's China. They do stuff super different over there. Yeah.
But then in the second one, they're getting married. Not to spoil anything. But
Wow.
Yeah.
But it was very quick. It was with like in a month. Anyway, I don't know. You marry your soldiers.
It doesn't seem like very good military tactics.
No, it's not. It's playing fast and loose with your... What's that?
Is there a Mulan 3 yet?
Yep. That's... Finding Nemo was the third.
There's no way that's true.
That's a little true. Well, Mo, we really appreciate you coming in to talk about psychobabble, and I think we learned a lot. Now we're going to do something that we've been planning
trying to
for
do.
Weeks.
Can you hand me my computer?
Oh, my God.
This is exciting.
Thanks. No. You know what it...
Where is it?
Oh, sorry.
Oh. It's the same color as the sea.
Yeah, it's the same color as the sea.
Well, we do a little thing called headlines.
Ooh.
Which has not been done before, I don't think.
Yeah.
Has anybody done headlines?
No, that's pretty unique.
So we'll just read them off, and then you can tell me what you think of them.
Oh, good. I never have opinions.
Yeah, I know that about you. Okay, so the first comes from Fox News.
Oh, boy.
Risque Wheel of Fortune puzzle leaves viewers stunned. One of the most lurid sounding puzzles ever. Wheel of Fortune viewers were doubled over in laughter during Thursday night's episode after one of its puzzles reveals a risque message. Brushing up on my Italian sausage. Dude, the innuendo in that.
Oh, I thought there was, okay.
Wait, what was yours? What did you see? There was like, two men fucking in the woods.
No. So, well, it wasn't the.
Like to buy a vowel, Pat.
Yeah.
No, the puzzle itself wasn't bad, but the guy who guessed, he guessed something. Something with the word bitches or something like that, but it was like Bitcoin.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so his guess was lurid. The puzzle wasn't, but yeah, that's an interesting.
The writers.
You know, that might have been passive aggressive on the part of somebody working in production.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that looks.
Maybe
good.
He was sending a message.
I can't imagine that the writer's room for that
Why
game
is it
show
brushing up on my Italian sausage.
Yeah. Let's just slip this one by.
I mean, if you've been to Italy, you definitely will have Italian sausage brushing up against you.
Whoa.
Tell me.
No,
about
it was
Milan.
Really lovely.
It was lovely,
well,
wasn't it?
Yeah.
A lot of leaning towers.
Don't be a woman.
Pisa.
Yeah, well, not planning on it.
You know, what was you're that? Still young.
What was all right, movie? I got one. What were you going to say?
No, go ahead. I don't know. Did you think that was a good headline?
Yeah, it's really funny. All right. After 52 years of marriage, an Aurora couple eats the same meal at the same place every fucking day, is what the headline says.
With the F word?
Yeah. Every morning, as soon as the door opens at, get this, Chili's Bar and Grill. In Aurora, 78-year-old Homer Day and 80-year-old Rosemary Day.
On
Come
brand.
On, look at
on
these two.
On brand.
It's like the old TV show Cheers, Homer says. Everybody knows our names, and we know theirs. We spent the... so I guess my question is, if you could only eat at one place... every day with your goddamn wife for 52 years. And you, by the way, couldn't eat anything else off of their very diverse menu.
I'm honestly surprised they're still alive after that.
Chili's? Yeah. How do people still eat at Chili's?
I mean, I would have thought they would have died of a heart attack or something by now.
What do they get?
Are you going to answer the question?
Oh,
I'll look it up. I'll see. Answer the question. I'll look it up.
I could probably eat Chipotle every day. I could eat it almost every
I
meal.
Could also probably do that, dude.
Yeah. What a fun thing. Hey, we should go to Chipotle.
I had it today. I'll go again.
Let's go again.
Does it actually say they're...
They just eat at the same place or they eat the same
No,
place?
It says same place, same meal.
Let's get chips and queso.
No, yeah, right.
Know.
Can we get the fajitas?
That's can we nuts. Get the what it don't what's the special at Chili's?
Well, it's got to be something that they can have all the time. What is right. it like a burger?
A burger, the old
basically.
Timer. Old timer, him. Hey, Homer.
Baby, back, baby, back, baby, back. I don't know if it says like their baby actual baby order. Ribs. All right, here we go. Air Force Academy officially okays beards, turbans, and hijabs for religious reasons.
In the military.
At the Air Force Academy.
Oh, yeah. Are there a lot of religious kids out there? I feel like probably.
I knew a kid who was grew up pretty religiously Jewish, and I think he got, at least in the beginning, a lot of shit. It's a pretty white, I don't know.
That sounds like it's more
I mean,
so
it's military.
Sikhs can join.
Was that?
Well, it sounds more like it's so Sikhs can join, because that's like the beard and the...
That's one of our
like
allies
turban.
In the Middle East. The
Is it turbans?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or
yeah, they wear a turban. I mean, if you're Sikh, they also have turbans if you're Muslim too.
And you can't
too.
Cut your hair, so.
Yeah. Yeah, that wasn't a great headline, was it? Good for the Air Force. I mean,
here I've got a fact
religious.
For
you. Okay, yeah. Religious. Here's my thing. You seem to confuse. go ahead, Mo.
No,
I'm sorry, I interrupted.
No,
say it.
No.
when you,
I was gonna say maybe the military should concentrate on not raping the females before they're worried about beards. But
agreed.
I also agree.
And I think, frankly, they shouldn't allow beards and stuff. I that stuff makes
identity.
Me nervous. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no beards.
I feel like there's a lot of beards in the military.
Yikes. I don't know.
I don't know what that means.
Ask, don't tell.
Not anymore. Ask, tell.
What I was going to say, Aaron, is for some reason, you seem to confuse.
Ladies, he
you
is.
You seem
available.
To confuse.
You make everybody nauseous. I thought it was just me.
Aaron seems to confuse fun facts with news headlines, which, of course, are not the same things.
Unless the news headline is a fact, like...
Not anymore.
Isn't that the case? Yeah, it's, well,
what world
I mean, even
do you
fake
live in?
All right, go ahead with your news, non-news headline.
In 1988,
yeah, okay, knew it. You stupid idiot. Stupid fucking moron.
I think we'll do a theme song. It'll be like...
Headlines
and facts.
Yeah, why don't you do facts and I'll do headlines okay. or something.
You just have to get it.
Yeah. I like facts.
Pretty much, if you just Google Florida and news, you're going to get a funny headline.
Oh, I don't want to mess up my algorithm.
Fair point. That's a fair point.
Soft feet and wet bones. Whoa. In 1988, an Aboriginal man named Burnham Burnham visited the cliff walls, the White Cliffs of Dover, and ceremonially planted an Aboriginal flag there, claiming England for his people.
Badass. Did it work? Did they get it?
Seriously? Number one question, did it work? Obviously it did.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the Aboriginal
so
nation
England.
Of England.
Yeah, absolutely.
What would you call England if you were a tribesperson or a discoverer of things?
I'd be like...
The Alabama of islands?
This is like
Alabama.
There's a lot of imagery.
It's like a cold, wet sponge in the water. All right.
That's where sponges are from.
Legendary rodeo clown Liesl Harris.
Out of all the headlines, I'm messing with
it. It wasn't a headline, though. That's the thing.
Rodeo clown Liesl Harris, dead at 83.
Again?
In Jackson, Mississippi, a legendary rodeo clown who spent decades performing has died after the final performance of the 55th annual Dixie National Rodeo and Livestock Show in Mississippi. Jesus Christ. I bet they literally sell human beings at that. Liesl, 83, died after, it just says suicide by cop. So that's weird.
Wait, what?
He was popular after in the television show Hee Haw. Inducted into the Mississippi Rodeo Hall of Fame and the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame, which is...
In Colorado Springs?
Absolutely. All of us involved at the Dixie National are truly saddened. Mississippi Fair Commissioner, Executive Director, Steve Hutton. Now that's a title.
You know he gets paid by each word in his title.
Yeah, but each word is $100,000.
Yeah, I was gonna say, basically.
We're not selfish here. We're cowboys.
Suicide by cop? Is that what you said? Is that
yeah,
when
I
you
made
like
it
pull
up.
Out a gun? Oh, I was like, is that when you pull out a gun in the hopes
Freeze,
that they'll shoot you?
No, the real cause was murder suicide. And he killed his wife and then himself.
Oh, that's what cute. See, that's perfect for Valentine's Day.
Yeah,
and you know what? That's kind of.
And he did in a funny way because it was a clown.
Yeah, I was gonna say it was sad. And
she thought it was
funny.
One of those water pistols.
Exactly.
Look how it says bang. Jesus. And your brains are all over the back.
Again, this is why I'm divorced.
Do you just walk around saying that?
No.
And this
I'm
is
sitting.
Why I'm divorced.
I'm sitting.
I know that, but you've said it several times. That'll be the name of this episode. And that is
this
why
is
I'm
why
divorced.
Mo is divorced. This
you
is
can't
why
blame
she has
yourself.
To borrow a cat
sounds,
to eat her. Huh?
That guy sounds like a total piece of trash. You did great. You made a decision.
What was his name?
No, he left me for another woman.
Oh.
He made a good decision for you.
What was his name?
What was her name?
Yeah, we'll look at it.
Joe.
Ohm. He just likes two-letter names.
Joe.
Let's check it out.
Joe.
Did you go crazy on her?
Why
went
crazy?
Did you blame her?
I blame them both. I had enough anger to go around for both of them.
Yeah, I have enough anger. That's really the most heartbreaking way to treat somebody. To betray them like that.
Unless you light them on fire afterwards. Jesus. Can you imagine?
Why didn't I think of that?
Yeah, what were you doing? I had a friend whose wife cheated on him, and he found out about it before she knew. and he took all of their money and put it into his bank account.
Smart.
And then transferred the loan on their car to him. And then...
Oh, wait. That he should have left on her name.
And just made gotten her, enough car. She needed the car, so he made her make payments to him. It was so, so
see, that would
smart.
Be passive aggressive. Oh, it was,
and then he threw all her clothes out in the front yard, and then he cut all the pockets out of her, like all of her jeans. He cut the tips off the pockets.
That's hilarious.
So she had to, she put her, everything he did was just the it right way to do it.
Super petty.
It really,
by the way, but it the gets like, super petty. I could tell you about some of the things that I thought about doing, and then I was like, what are you doing, man? Move on.
What
Jeez.
Are you doing? Yeah.
Okay. Colorado Parks and Wildlife. A dog has died after eating human food. So I don't know why that's a news story.
What kind of, like, too much human food?
Because
that's a problem.
Oh, a bunch too. Of Xanax. Oh, yeah. So I guess that's
that
why.
Is human food, isn't it? When you get to a certain age, Noah Xanax because yeah. becomes a part of your
diet. Oh, suspect in boy's murder found dead in his home. Now, do you think when cops ever do that, they're like, oh, word, okay, we figured it out?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
They're like, cool, less paperwork. Let's
can
go.
Can I read a headline?
Yeah, please do. Is it a headline or is it a fact? Just
this
so
comes
our...
from CNBC, so it's a fact.
Yeah, but was it from CNBC 10 years ago or maybe in the 80s?
Last century? Wasn't is it a the... last century?
Yeah.
No, this
story?
Is the future right now, actually.
Okay.
This is from the Tesla? CNBC Disruptor.
Mm.
Beyond Meat, Impossible Foods face a new fake meat foe with long controversial history.
Oh yeah, I bet, yeah. I bet.
The Center of Consumer Italian Freedom and advocacy group for Rick Berman, who is involved in controversial corporate PR campaigns.
Yeah, we're familiar with Rick Berman. Don't condescend.
Behind plant-based proteins.
Is that the guy with the water for the Fire Festival?
Yeah, probably, dude. I like the Fire Festival. I wish I could have got
Oh, that. You mean that shit that's going down in Australia? That's not funny.
Would you eat a Beyond Meat burger if I fed you one?
No. I mean, if you didn't tell me ahead of time and I ate it and I liked it, I'm sure I'd be pleasantly surprised.
The argument...
Could I watch that?
Yeah,
I'd like
you
to
want...
see you feeding him.
I'm going to feed it to Noah. Here's the controversy. People are saying it's not healthy, which is true. It's a...
Well, because people think that, like... Food. Yeah, because people think, oh, well, it's not meat. That's why there are fat vegans.
You are... My it's ears are burning. Is what's
possible
happening.
To not eat healthy just because you're not eating meat.
Yeah, it's also possible to look like I do, and have like a pretty
day.
Weird. Well, I don't look good, I guess.
Yeah, I wouldn't wish that on anybody.
Yeah. So I guess I don't know. My argument sort of
petered out there.
Yeah.
A little.
Well, we're getting to about the end of this. Hey,
oh boy.
Noah.
Mm.
What did you learn today?
I learned that psychobabble is whenever a broad decides to just... no, obviously not. Obviously, that's not the case. Psychobabble is a pretty intricate, like, meta...
No, you were right the first
explanation
time.
Of conversation.
It's the opposite of mansplaining, maybe?
No, I wasn't going to make a gender thing about it at all. But yeah, if you want to be a dick about it...
What do you mean?
Opposite of mansplaining is just bitching and moaning. You know what I mean? Bitch, moaning, complaining. That's what we call that one.
That's funny.
That's funny. Yeah. What'd you learn today, Aaron?
I learned that you should always blame the other woman.
The other
whatever
woman.
Whatever event separates you from your love.
Oh, word.
And both of you learned why Mo is divorced.
Yeah, I sure did learn that.
And we learned why Aaron's going to stick it out.
Yeah? You learned that?
Yeah.
Mo, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
Guys, thanks for having me.
This is the best. This is so far the best podcast we've had.
Oh, you don't.
I think so.
That.
I think so. Yeah.
You don't have to say that.
No, I'm.
I mean, certainly, if last week was the bar,
Yeah, last week was so bad.
Yeah.
You know what Nick Dean is? Bad at talking.
Also, apparently,
who is?
Apparently, like, even the internet hates it because I couldn't listen to it and my aunt couldn't listen to it either.
What do you mean? It, like, didn't play?
I'm happy, yeah.
Oh, I'll have to look at that.
We can figure it out.
Well, I enjoyed it. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Do you have any shows coming up?
I actually run a show called Dangerous Talk, and it's a monthly. It's the fourth Friday of every month.
Fourth Friday every month. Yep. So that's
Dangerous
today. Dangerous. So the next one's going to be March
28th. It's going to be
February
the
28th. February 28th. Yep. February 28th. Oh, fuck. Oh, whoa.
What?
Nothing. It's the day before Leap Day.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's the Friday before Leap Day.
Where does
we're going to be talking about Valentine's Day horror stories, and I got some good ones. So.
Hell yeah. Did you already?
This is going to make the cut. I did a podcast.
Yeah, right.
Boy. Watching Mulan 2.
Did you already say where it is?
It's at Dangerous Theater.
Oh, Dangerous. Yeah. Okay, we're familiar.
What time does it start?
This month it starts at 11 p.m.
Oh, fuck.
But we're moving to 10 p.m. So fourth Friday every month.
11 p.m.
Different theme, talk show, Dangerous Talk.
Very cool.
So what is the fourth Friday of the year?
Of the year?
January.
Oh, fourth Friday of every month. I thought you said fourth Friday of the year.
No, they're giving
which would have just been the a once a year. Yeah.
Could you imagine? They're like, you get one show. That's it. One.
I would. That's yes. what I would
oh,
do.
Oh, yeah. Friday, just one.
We're booked up the rest of the Fridays.
Yeah.
All 51 of them.
You're wearing Dickie's socks?
Yeah. They,
I've never seen Dickie's socks.
Well, you don't know socks then. You don't know Dickie.
Excuse me?
And now a sketch.
Are you ready to do this? I brought a condom.
You don't need a condom.
Really?
Yeah, it's okay. Doesn't it feel better without one?
Well, of course, but...
Boo! Stick it in. I want you to put a baby in me.
I'm not ready.
It's okay. I love you, and it'll be hot.
Bae, I love you too, but I'd rather play it safe. I'll just get the condom.
Fine. At least let me open it.
Okay.
Let me take the top off here.
Whoa, 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 whoa. What are you doing? You can't open a condom with scissors.
You want to have sex, don't you?
You're going to puncture it, though.
Fine. I'll open it with my teeth.
No, what?
What?
If you open a condom with a sharp thing, you could put a hole in it. No holes is like the whole point of a condom.
Okay. All right. I see what you're saying. I'll open it the right way.
Are you sure you got this?
I got this with my Jinsu steak knives.
No. Why do you have 1980s infomercial steak knives by your bedside?
Sometimes a girl wants a piece of meat in bed.
You can't use knives. I don't think you're taking me seriously. I'm not ready to have a baby.
And you're not taking me seriously. It's not that I want a baby. I just think it'd be hot for you to help put a living thing inside my body.
What? No, if you want a baby, we should talk about it. But right now, I just want to bang you. Doesn't that sound good?
Yeah, that sounds really good. You're still hard. Let me get that condom.
I'm ready.
I'll just open the package with my box cutter.
No.
Stapler?
No.
Penknife?
No.
Cat? Here, meow, meow, meow.
No.
Lighter?
No.
Buzzsaw?
No.
Can opener?
No.
Ray gun?
No.
Flamethrower?
No, but that's cool you have one.
How about a beaker of acid?
No.
This firecracker?
No. Serious. Stop.
Fine. No more messing around.
6 weeks later.
Guess what, Boo? We're pregnant! Get more judgmental as you get older, but...
What's the old saying? Everybody has...
Tragedy plus humor equals time.
Yeah, everybody's got something going on.
Yeah, that's the old saying. Everybody's got something going on.
Have you not heard that?
Yes, I sure have.
Pretty sure it was Napoleon who said that.
Yeah.
Can
I respond to this real quick and you vamp?
Yeah. You do whatever vamp. You want. I don't know what vamp means. Do you?
That's because you're out of touch and I'm even more.
Yeah, you have no idea.
I don't know. Is that like chat?
I'm going to vamp. I think it's an acronym.
I don't know. I hope you're doing it.
Vamping?
Yeah. Are you vamping right now?
I definitely feel looser
now
that I've been vamping.
Not camping.
No, not camping.
Okay.
Vamping. Oh, glam.
Glamping?
No, van camping.
I don't know.
Do you want to have company at all times?
Absolutely like, not. Yeah, so I'm an introvert, extrovert.
What does that mean?
That means that after a certain amount of time of dealing with people a lot, you have to go away and be by yourself.
Yeah.
And it's funny because people who don't know me very well, like I call them my quiet days. So, for example, if I've had a work week where I've been on the phone and talking all day long and then I had shows at night, by the time I get to the end of my week, I just need quiet and I want to be by myself. And if I have to be around other people, I'm quiet. Like, I don't say anything, and that really freaks people out. And they're like, are you okay? Are you mad? Is something wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? And I'm like, nothing's wrong, but if you ask me one more time, I'm going to throat punch you.
That's one of my least favorite questions. What's wrong? Because it already assumes that you're damaged or there's something wrong.
I try to be at least like, are you okay? Like more of a check-in, like, are you okay?
Yeah.
When I was sitting outside, I ran into somebody who works at Comedy Works.
Oh, really?
And just, I don't know.
Was it Jeff?
They just seemed a little out of sorts. So I was like, are you okay? And they were like, yeah. I'm just walking away.
Why would you ask me that? I'm just walking.
Hey, Mo, put that knife away. Maybe you should.
What's your
questions about?
Why are you asking me questions?
I'll stop.
Dave Caldwell lives like a block away.
Is he really? I just saw him last night. He came out.
Wow.
He's been out.
He was at like four of my shows in 7 days, and it made me. I was like, I have to do new shit. He's seen all my shit. But then I was like, oh, wait. He's high and drunk all the time at the shows.
Shout out to Dave Caldwell.
We love you, Dave.
That was such a unique thing when I got to Denver, that there are these like super fans.
Yeah.
And now there are like wannabe Dave Caldwells too. People that are like showing up at open mics and shows all the time and like have Twitter accounts that are like, Denver comedy fan, and I don't know who they are because you don't know their names, but they're around and they introduce themselves as like, I'm just like a connoisseur.
I don't like that at all. I'm like, my parents don't love me. Why would you? Don't do that.
No, we don't love you. We just love being here.
Yeah.
Let's put a link to that on the website.
Okay.
Yeah. So people can check it out. I've not heard of that. I didn't know that. There was a couple, they were older, they used to hang out with Michael Saadian.
They actually came up to me, and by the way, I was kidding.
Oh, they were very nice.
Mm-hmm. They were very nice.
Yeah,
they were nice.
They would come up for art events, and the one guy had a strange thing going on.
Mike and Jerry, maybe?
Something like that, but he had a voice thing, right?
Didn't he have some sort of... talk like a small person.
Hey!
Yeah, but it was like gravelly and shit. It sounded like it was. It doesn't matter.
I don't remember.
No, nobody. Anyway, but I know we're talking about the same person.
Yeah, I know.
No, people who came up from New Mexico, right, for the art shows.
No, they were from Denver.
The couple was from Denver.
Yeah, yeah, maybe the art show people. I don't know.
There's another art.
Not
Meow
Wolf. Yeah, you got a whole different
old art show
finger
people.
On this Lots pulse.
I got reprimanded by a super comedy fan at High Plains.
Really?
Yeah.
What did you
and
do?
She kind of pulled this like, she literally did say to me, she's like, she was telling me to be quiet, but it was just funny because she was telling me to be quiet. And then she literally walked over to her whole gaggle of girlfriends and just started talking. I was not sober at the time.
Right.
So I chose to walk over to her group and say, I'm sorry. I just want to make sure I'm seeing this correctly and understand what's happening. I'm like, you felt compelled to come over and tell me and my friend to be quiet. And then the five of you
right.
are all talking back here. And she followed me back to my friend, was apologizing profusely, but she goes, well, how would you feel if you were on stage? And I looked at her and I go, I know exactly how I would feel if I were on stage because I'm a comic. Mm. And she's like, well, I'm a comic fan. And I was like, I don't care. That is not a comic.
Yeah.
I was like, so shut the fuck up and get out of my face. Can I curse?
By the way,
yeah, have to beep it out.
I was going to say, by the way, we love all of our fans and anybody who comes to any show anywhere. We're super grateful for.
That was so, my entire point is I found it fascinating that they exist. I don't know, and that doesn't mean anything that I don't know, but I don't know. I've never heard any comics outside of Denver talk about like super fans who show up.
What is the difference between a super fan and a chuckle fucker?
I mean, sex, I would assume.
Because I don't think there are any...
Is it a groupie situation?
Yeah, I was like, gonna going to say a gender situation.
Gender, yeah.
But then that makes me sound like part of the problem.
You are part of the problem. Talking like that.
Oh, are you saying that it's just women who are going after male comics?
Yeah, I mean, that is
pretty much it. I mean, female comics, and if they do...
There was a show I was at. Was at Irish Snug the other week, just supporting local comedy, and some out-of-town comic... left and couldn't do the second show because she took a guy home with her. And I guess that is an example.
Wait, she right couldn't now, do the show or
she
like tapped out and was like,
no, she
gonna
was
going to go get laid.
She like, she destroyed on the first show, talked to this guy and they're like, hey, let's hang out. And then she was like, sorry, Ben, I got to, you know, duty calls. So then I came in and bombed for 10 minutes. It was great.
I really need to know who that is.
Yeah, name names.
It was an out-of-town person. Didn't know the person's name. Sure. Couldn't tell you. Would never meet him.
How fat was she?
Yeah, right? Jesus.
Was she white?
I don't know.